Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day 56 of the letters of John. Today's title is Peace Be With You. Number 6, 24 through 26 reads, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace." Our text today is 3 John 1, 13 through 15. "I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be with you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, each by name." John closes out his third letter and hopes to see his fellow believers soon. He lets them know that there is much more that he could have written, but some things are best said in person. John knew the importance of face-to-face conversations and real relationships. He also knew the significance of getting to know someone by name. David Guzik's words here add great insight into John's closing remarks. "The friends greet you." In addition to a familiar blessing of peace upon Gaius, John also reminded him and us of the common ties of Christians. Even if they are separated by miles, they are still friends in Jesus. And, appropriately, they should greet one another. "Peace be to you." This is a letter about contention and conflict. Yet, John appropriately ends the letter with a desire and expectation for peace. As Christians, we can and should have a sense of peace, even in the midst of difficult times. Christians have the resources in Jesus Christ to have peace, even in unsettled seasons. James Montgomery Boyce adds these words, "The conclusion to 3 John is similar to the verses that end 2 John, except that the author appends a far more personal greeting, peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name." The greeting "peace to you" was adopted by Christians from Hebrew usage, though it was infused with new meaning by Jesus following his resurrection. Boyce's comments remind us that the Apostle John had heard Jesus talk about peace. In fact, John had written down what Jesus said so everyone could be reminded of the importance of peace. Notice the following verses. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 21, and verse 26. "On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, 'Peace be with you. And the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.' 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' As the Prince of Peace, as seen in Isaiah 9:6, Jesus has divine capability to bring peace into our lives. As he spoke peace to his first disciples, Christ still desires for all of his followers to experience peace. When troubles surround us, Jesus is still the solid rock on which we stand. That's why the peace of God is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of Jesus Christ." The following story illustrates this truth. A ship was wrecked in a furious storm, and the only survivor was a little boy who was swept by the waves onto a rock. He sat there all night long until the next morning when he was spotted and rescued. "Did you tremble while you were on the rock during the night?" someone later asked him. "Yes," said the boy, "I trembled all night, but the rock didn't." As you draw closer to Christ, you will continually find his strength is more than enough for the storms you encounter. We hope you experience his assurance in the midst of uncertainties. We pray that you encounter daily the joy of Jesus and that his peace always fills your heart. As we close out our study, stay close to Jesus. May John's repetitive themes of life, light, and love continually challenge you to live daily in light of eternity and shine your light for Jesus as you love one another. Here are some questions. How does it make you feel when someone forgets your name? How important is it to greet one another by name? In a world filled with separation and isolation, how can you prioritize relationships with other believers as you grow in your walk with Christ? How would you define the peace of God? In what ways are you experiencing His peace in your life? Vance Havner once said, "Not everyone who has made peace with God has realized the peace of God." As we conclude our study on the letters of John, what are your thoughts on Havner's statement? Thanks for joining us again. Have a blessed day.